Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 54, A Contrite Heart. Listen carefully to these words from Psalm 51, verse 17. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. Let that land for a moment. Because we live in a world that rewards the polished, the composed, the put together. And without realizing it, we bring that same logic to God. We show up with our religious performances, the right words, the right posture, trying to present something worthy before the one who already sees everything. And God looks at all of it and says, that is not what I am asking for. What I want is you, all of you, unmasked. Because what God is looking for is not your performance. It is your soft heart. And here is what changes everything. The verse says, he will not despise. He will not shut the door. He will not turn his face away. What looks like your ruin, that area of your life where you failed again, where you stumbled again, where you feel too far gone, that in the hands of God is welcome. It is a point of entry, not a reason for exclusion. Brokenness, my friend, is not the end of your story. It is the beginning. That is exactly where grace gets in. A vessel that is sealed, closed, impenetrable. Grace slides right off the outside. But a heart that is cracked open, humbled, honest, that is the heart God reaches. Think about soil. Contrition keeps the heart tillable, ready to receive seed. Pride hardens the ground. And where the ground is hard, nothing takes root. God does not sow in soil that has been packed down by pride. He sows where there is openness, where there is honesty, where there is a heart that has stopped pretending. And think about where David wrote this song, from the floor, from the lowest point in his entire life, after the most public, most devastating moral failure he ever experienced. He did not write it from the top. In his days of glory, he wrote it from the bottom, on his knees, broken. And we are still singing these words 3,000 years later, because God turned David's contrition into testimony. He took the worst chapter of David's life and made it one of the most beautiful songs in human history. And he can do the same with yours. So here is what I want to invite you to do today. Before breakfast, before the notifications, before the coffee, before the day starts pulling, you in every direction, pick up a pen or your phone and write one sentence. Just one. One honest sentence of confession. Something you have been covering up from everyone else, but that God already knows. It does not have to be long. It does not have to be eloquent. It just has to be true. And then read that sentence out loud to God as your morning offering. That is it. That is the sacrifice that pleases him. That is the heart he will not despise. You do not have to arrive put together. Just arrive honest. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.